श्रीमन्नतिमिरान्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे मञ्चाकल्पकौघस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्षे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्तायनम् यं प्राप्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विदः कातर्याजुहाव पोत्रेति तन्मयतया कर्मोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतलयं मुनिना तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि यजमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं न मां शरणन्ति।
माय हम्बल ओबेसियंस अंटु द लॉर्ड्स फीट ऑफ माय दीक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु वासिष मद भक्ति प्रक्रांत केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लॉर्ड्स फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु पाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। आई एम हैप्पी दैट आवर फेस्टिवल इज सक्सेसफुल। Think it is successful because from mainland, from here and there, so many senior devotees, disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj are here. So many. And that was my mission. To gather them, a new inspiration should be given them, as they had inspiration at the time of their Guru. New, it should come. So I want to engage you again in your Gurudev service. So you should not be weak. Don't waste your time in only maintaining your life. Try to develop what is the aim and object of your life. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Masalik Pasfuluk came to preach this. And Rupa Goswami, he had fulfilled his wisdom. Don't engage only in mental painting here, there. What you are painting, try to realize these things. What is your Gurudev kept to give mission of your life, you should try to develop this thing. No one finally will die. So at once, don't give importance of maintenance. All creatures in this world, hog, pig, sow, they can maintain and they are maintaining. If you will not try anything, even by the past,
results will give past activities.
Oh, all will come automatically. You can see. So, I am very successful that all senior devotees are here, or they are having new inspiration to preach the mission of their Gurudev, Rupa Goswami Mahaprabhu. We were discussing about Guru Tantra. First, I went there to Paramahansa Prabhu for 5 minutes. Will speak and then I will begin my Bhagavatamrita.
All be so inspired by many people and godbrothers and nephews speaking about the glories of Shri Guru. And there's no limits. So we can go on and on. And I'll try to add a few points. Although I'm not qualified but by Gurudev's inspiration, and I have to admit it is mission is successful. Because I'm definitely inspired by your presence.
Your mission is successful because he is so much inspired.
Let's see, Prabhupada could also do some business, although it's a distribution, but as soon as Gurudev came nearby, I was immediately back into the Shravana kitchen, which is Marma, Protestant. So I thank him. I'm trying to please him to the best of my ability. So, some people may say we do not need Guru. Actually, we have good intelligence, there are so many books. And so many ways we can discern the truth. But this is not the case. Shastra Shukti says, you must find a self-realized soul. Krishna himself says also in Bhagavad Gita, you must find the truth by approaching a spiritual master who is Chakradarshi, somebody who has seen the truth, who is self-realized, not a conditioned soul. We are all bound up by the modes of material nature, just like the ropes, Satyam, Rajadu, Tamadu, and just binding us by legs, hands, and feet. So can anybody who is a conditioned soul free us? Impossible. We have to go to a fully Tattva-darshi realized soul who knows our tattva, which is Gurudev is, Shri Gurudev is impressing upon us in every darshan and rashir, Guru tattva, Krishna tattva, Maya tattva, Jeev tattva, everything we should know and learn and study from his books. Not that you do this assembly and then go off and forget. You must study Bhagavad Gita first, have a foundation. Krishna says, four kinds of people come to me. Some people are distressed. Just like when Sanatana Goswami met Ramana Mahaprabhu. So how to relieve myself from these miseries that are affecting my life? Miseries due to the body, the mind, material nature. How do you relieve? So some people approach God to relieve these miseries. The first time I approached God, I remember I was in the desert in Death Valley. It was thunderstorming and raining and then blowing wind like crazy. I'm saying, oh God, stop this rain. So that's the case. Some people are in search of some wealth. Some people are just curious. They came here tonight, perhaps, just to find out what's going on. Who are the Hare Krishnas? And then, and the best of all these four is the one who's searching for the knowledge of the absolute truth. This is Krishna's state. So if you find a way out of this darkness, and Guru means one who leads one out of the darkness. Jyoti Kumar, Shastra says, come into the light, come out of the darkness. Don't remain bewildered your whole life. So this is the mercy of Guru to come and give this knowledge without any demand or reciprocation, simply that you take it up, you chant Hare Krishna, you read Bhagavad Gita, you try to understand, try to introduce others. So we need a master. And that master should be in the line of disciplic succession. One time John Lennon asked Arshila Prabhupada, who is the real guru? There are so many gurus. There's this Maharaja, there's this Gurmaraji, and there's you. And Srila Prabhupada said, the one who's pointed to Krishna, he's the guru. So Srila Gurudeva is always glorifying Krishna, and of course Radharani. So we know he's bona fide. We know he's coming in this specific line of transcendental knowledge down from Krishna. So this is like a live wire. You have to connect to that live wire. You have to go to the direct link in that specific succession. Then you will get the result. It's the same as if you put a plug into the wall and a circuit plug that the contractor has put in your house. You can't put it in any hole in the wall. It must be in the direct link that goes to the electrical powerhouse. So the real powerhouse is Krishna, and that direct link is Srila Guruji. So, Shastra also says, A Vaishnava Guru Na Shakti, a Vaishnava, one who's not a Vaishnava is not a guru. So in America, especially with many people coming from India, we have many, even Americans, who claim to be guru, realize, giving knowledge. But if they are not a guru, if they are not a Vaishnava, they are not a guru, you should not go anywhere near them. And Shastra also says, if you're initiated by a non-Vaishnava, you should take re-initiation from a bona fide Vaishnava guru. And then that mantra will work. But if you receive a mantra from a non-Vaishnava, that mantra is useless, even if you pay $5,000 for it. So, once we have a Vaishnava, who is a Vaishnava guru, who is coming into succession, and we have given our heart and our soul to him, we are studying the books. What is the next thing? We have to pay our debt back to Srila Guru. He is giving us everything. He is giving us the ticket to ride back to the Goloka Vrindavan. But how do we pay our guru back? We owe everything to him. So the best way that I know is to bring one soul to the lotus feet of Srila Guru. This person would like to hear about Krishna from him. So that is why Guru is emphasizing book distribution. If all of you take even a few books here tonight from this table, home with you, introduce them to your friends, let them read about Krishna Katha, Harikatha, the glories of Harikatha, the glories of Sarasanga, the birthplace of Bhakti, then that is the perfect way to begin paying this debt that we owe to Srila Gurudeva. So this is the best way to relieve that debt. As an unlimited debt, I don't know how we can pay Gurudeva. But if we can bring more people to the lotus feet of Guru. And Gurudeva, just like in 1936 when Rashida Prabhupada was at the assembly of the Gaudiya Math in Bombay, he addressed the August assembly and said, although there are many gurus, and Vaishnava, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was still alive at that time, he said, I'm not talking about some ecclesiastical guru or your guru or my guru. Actually, I'm talking and speaking and addressing Jagat Guru. He was addressing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as the guru of the whole planet and universe. And everyone was his disciple. So veritably, Srila Gurudev is the guru of everyone, whether they know it or not. So why everyone is not here now taking initiation? So it's up to you to bring them here.
I want to thank and give my blessing those who are here. They have helped in any way in this festival. By energy, by money, by intelligence, or anything. If there are no devotees to hear Harikatha,
audience,
then how a speaker will speak? The audience will be higher, then Harikatha may come higher. So my blessing to you all, especially I call Gopagandha Pal Prabhu. He should come. Because he knows who has helped how much, and he will announce, and we will all be give him thanks. Who have helped in this festival? Yes.
Hare Krishna. I came prepared for once. Someone. So, the first person to thank on my list, on everyone's list, is the person who made everything possible, of course, and the person who's most deserving of our respect and our dandavat pranams.
Actually, Shravan Kumar and Lalita.
They're coming soon. Because I have one criteria for everything in my life, which is something, if something inspires me to serve my Srila Prabhupada, then I know this is like a litmus test, then that makes that thing first class. I should bow down there and offer my life. So that's the result of you being here. So I thank you. Also, Srila Gurudev's entourage, Shripad Madhav Maharaj.
Krishnadath?
I'm not done yet. Vajranath, Krishnadas. Pindavidya, Pindavidya. I have a very comprehensive list here. Sundar Gopal, all of Sannyasi God brothers, thank you. And it's already been said, but I should also say it just to let you know that we should all be indebted to the fact that people have come from all over the world to offer their time, energy, to hear Harikatha, and to help. So that means thanks to all of you. And also, as I get specific here, you know, so many of you came and offered your time and your energy, you helped as needed. You offered your sometimes financial support. That was a great advantage, of course, thanks. And so I can't mention every single name, but I did want to mention a few here who practical and hands-on help. There was someone who I thought I should very importantly mention, because I think her spirit is with us today living. She's the one who began to take Srila Gurudev's idea and bring this festival here to the island, to the big island and to Vilo. So she sort of took the ball and ran with it. We made some suggestions and she made it a reality. And to this day, I owe her my respect and pranams for that. That's Mula Kriti. Sundar Prabhu, his mother and sisters would be here helping us today like last year, and I'm sure they are in spirit. Thanks. So now, into present time, they deserve all my respect and all my appreciation. Shravan Kumar, Lalita, thanks so much. In that same list, there's Shamarani Devi and all the those who helped, they're the people you won't see, of course, because they're so busy. But Kamalakanta Prabhu helped from months ago, years ago, until this day. I don't even know if he's here. He's probably out working. And Kamalakshi as well, I know, put in lots of help. Of course, Shikhandi Didi. And this one's an easy one. It just sort of takes up about 30 people in one word. The Mahi Bharata family. That includes the Shridam family. Panupriya helped with the finances and with checking everyone in here, and I think worked overtime. Thank you. Also, I've just been looking around. I've seen a few people sort of always hunched over pots in the kitchen. Radhanath Kalimba. Saloka and Kamapuya. I think Malachala also helps so much. And Malachala also. Krishna Chaitanya, KC, and his mother, Chandrika. Also, all the Govardhan Puja arrangements, Nanda Gopal and Manu Vasana. Devananda helped everywhere, wherever it was necessary. All the colorful flags were done by Nandini.
Narahari has got one.
So much. The list is going. The LA boys, Krishna Kanti, helped with all the sound equipment. Narahari and his wife, Baba Karuni, helped with transportation financially in so many ways for months before. Sudarshan and Sudevi also helped so much. And I don't know everyone else's name, and I'm going to take up all Srila Gurudev's time. So thank you very much.
From here, devotees should not be weak. Time to time they should meet together on any occasion like Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, Ram Navami or others, and discuss among all these things and plan how to preach the mission of Gurudev and Sri Rupa Goswami. Don't be weak. Also be humble. Try to respect superiors and junior also. And thus new devotees should come. By this you will serve your Guru. And I have told everything in my classes. Everything. I have left nothing. But there's still something I'm telling. Yesterday I told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Palam Sukamukhada Amrutam. Vivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Murao Rasikapu. O Rasik Tatvagya Bhav. You should hear this Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavat is Krishna himself. He is ocean of rush. The ocean unlimited rush has been divided, I told you, in 12 rasas. In 12 rasas, all kinds of rasas are there. 5 main and 7 second. Dasa Sakha Vatsalya Madhur Harshad Bhut Karun Rautra Dhyana Vidhasa Bhi Vidhasa All to the Vidhasa. Krishna's personality and Krishna's embodiment of knowledge, knower, knowledge even, rush even, everything is. So when Krishna and Baldev took the teeth of the elephant, Kubalyapi, spots something,
blood.
As a pure rush, they entered the arena, charred mostly. They fought, challenged Krishna and Baldev. Baldev and Krishna told, oh, we can wrestle with our same boys. You are like mountain. How we can fight you? But they dragged. At that time, what? The Jadav Patni told? Yesterday I told. Krishna entered there. Mittur Bhojapati. Virat Abhidushan Sattam Paramajogina. You should know that your worshipful deity, your Krishna, is not a simple person. Though he is a little baby like, but he is so powerful and so attractive, sweet. When he entered arena, Mallaram Ashini, Akhila Rush Kadampa Swarup Krishna. All rushes as Krishna. Here he is giving some parichay.
Identification
of Krishna. Then there were 12 kinds of persons there. There were numberless persons and also lady, numberless. But all modes are divided into 12. They are modes. And those who are in what mode, they began to see Krishna in that. Okay? Oh, Malla, wrestlers. What did they saw? Oh, himself, thunderbolt. All the wrestlers. Charun, Mushti, Kosal, Mushal, all so many. That, oh, Vajra has come, thunderbolt has come. So this is Birrash. Madhurash Priya Strigan. Those were Jadav Patni, Madhurash. They saw Krishna. Oh, they saw just like Murtiman, Manmat, Manmat. Cupid of Cupid. So beautiful Krishna. Here Madhurash, too. And Narasamu. So many persons were there. They saw Narapati like emperor Krishna. Here Adhutna and Bhishman, two rushes. Wonder and Bhishman is?
Bhishman.
Surprise. Oh, how? Wonder. So, Sakha and Vatsalya, those who came from Vrindavan, and those who joined in Mathura, like Uddhava and others, so many joined from Mathura. Especially Go, Swajan, what?
Family members.
Bhayat Asat Rajan, those who were ill motive. Kings, oh, somewhat favorable to Kansa. Oh, this thought, Shasankarta.
Rula.
That is Raudra. They became very fearful to Krishna. Pitamata, Nand was there. Vasudeva Devaki were there. Oh, Vatsalya, Ugrasena also. Vatsalya and Karunarash. Oh, he is fighting with so bigger persons, they may kill my son. How to say? So, Vatsalya and Karuna. Bhojapati, Kans. Oh, he saw what? How teeth is coming. Always he was thinking of Krishna. At the time of sleeping, going here and there, in night and day, how to kill Krishna? How to kill Krishna? So he was so absorbed in Krishna that yogi cannot do like that. He knew nothing except Krishna. Bhayanakarash. What is Bhayanakarash? And those who are buddhi, intelligence was somewhat jada, sthool,
dull
intelligent person. They saw Vishwaru. Every whole world, universe was in him. So it is vibhatsa, rasabhas. And Shantarasa Yogi, those were Shant, they saw Parvatatka,
yoginam paramatattvam. And Vishnivansiya, all the persons in Vishni dynasty. O Pardevata, he is our deity in 12 verses. What is the meaning? Meaning that what mood you have in your heart, you can see Krishna like so. If you are yogi, if you are jatbuddhi, you will see Krishna in this. But if you are like gopi, hearted, then what? More spiritual. This mode is superior to all. For this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. For this Rupa Goswami. Then, hearing Srimad Bhagavat, up to 9th canto, Savanak Rishis are telling to Suta Goswami, Vayam napit viptyamam uttam sloka vikrame jatsin vatangrasak jnanam bhagvate bahusthale svadu svade pade. We are hearing day and night when Sukadeva Goswami came in the council of Parikshit Maharaj. And he began to hear Srimad Bhagavata from him. Do you know that in night they used to take rest or not? No rest at all. Drinking, drinking this transcendental melody. We can give mostly hardly 1 hour. We cannot. Because we have so many things to do. But Parikshit Maharaj, nothing to do except hearing. Try to be like Parikshit. When death will come without notice, and if you request 1 minute, she will not give 1 minute. So, we should try like that. So they are telling that you should go on giving Hari Katha. We are not
satisfied.
More and more we want to. And then he began 10th canto. Somatra. Matu sinna gatraya visastra kavarashaya visva parishamam Krishna kripaya sita. Why Bhaktivinoda Thakur has collected and why it has given in Srimad Bhagavatam? That also we should engage your mind always to remember this sweet pastimes. If you are practicing daily without continuation, at the time of day, it will come automatically. Otherwise, you will think of worldly things. Krishna, tadiya pada pankaj panjarante, atvaivu visatu me manasa raja manasa. Prana prayana samai kapabata pitta kandhavaru dhan vidau sumar. At the time of death, remember, from today, when death will come, it will come with all his army. Cough and everything will come. Shake your throat. And cough will be so that you cannot remember anything. You cannot remember Krishna. Smaranam dasya. So, Krishna, today,
not tomorrow or at the time of death, or daiva vishatu, you should come in your heart. Practice from beginning. Otherwise, Krishna Nam, in the lost, you cannot remember. So he is telling, Krishna is how merciful. All the nevaras of Yashoda mother, they were complaining to mother Yashoda, your baby is very restless. Very restless. You should see, he enters our houses, and wherever he takes milk, ghee, especially butter, he himself tastes and gives it to monkeys and crows. Sometimes he tells, O brother, to whom? The son of the house owner, lady. Go and tell your mother, coffee is drinking milk. You should save the milk. And once he runs away, all the boys grow in turn. And they took butter and everything. And so he is doing so many things. Never stop thinking. Mother Yashoda is not lucky like us. We see all these sweet pastimes. Perhaps we have done very hard austerities in our lost previous lives. That is how Krishna comes. He is not stealing butter but stealing our hearts. But Yashoda is not lucky to have to see all this pasture. So, in bahane,
yes, an excuse. Excuse.
Or they are telling to Mother Yashoda, complaining, so many things. And then, Yashoda wanted to control his son. Why he is going to?
Stealing
butter here and there. We have 9 lakhs of cows. So many Padma Gandha. Their milk is like
fragrant like lotus.
Lotus. Padma Gandha. So many cows. Nandava always keep them in their house, not outside. And they give 40 to 100 kilo daily milk. Very sweet. Why he is going? So today, on Pratipada, Saturday, Pratipada, she sent her all maid servant, go and do Deepavali. And I will, by with own hand, I will. And he began. And what doing? Remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Govinda Namo Garamadhi. Govinda Namo Garamadhi. She was so much observed. Krishna was in palanquin sleeping. He saw, very mother, I'm very hungry. He saw that, mother is there, churning. He began to weep louder and louder. But Yashoda ma not hearing, she is absorbed in singing and chanting. Anyhow,
He came down from the
bed
and weeping, louder, but even mother now. Then he went nearer and catch hold of Manthani
stick
and one hand he kept. Oh, who is he? They stopped his kirtan and chanting and took Krishna's and gave his
breast milk.
Krishna's. He was not satisfying. Yashoda mother has how much milk? Khir Sagar may come from him, her breast. And Krishna belly was so big. That is your millions of Brahmand can be there, universe. So Krishna was not satisfying, mother Yashoda was not satisfying. And in the meantime, what became? Nearby, some milk was there on the
stove
and it was coming down. Yashoda mother thought that he is coming in fire because he is not serving Krishna. So I should serve him. She went there, pacified. But Krishna was there. He wanted that Krishna should sit here and I should come. But Krishna, oh, how powerful. He is Supreme Brahma. With his whole power, like monkeys, titan, mother. But Yashoda mother, with one hand, without anything. Oh, sit down. And he went there. I did that.
करेंगे नैया रे भजा कृष्ण कन्हैया
वैष्णव कीर्तन कर रहे कोनो कृष्ण कर कोनो वैष्णव कर फले जन्म गवाई
हरी हरी
रमाप्ले रमाप्ले आपको
ना दवा मान निषेध कर दिया है माना कर दिया नाम अनाउंस कर भिक्षा कर भिक्षा दी जाए और नाम अनाउंस करा है
Jani da suniya, bishakhaino. Jani da suniya.
Shivani Shri.